Right, I'd like to invite Andrew and Sarah up now. Come on, rush. Yeah, I'll just pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for the work that these guys do in trying to bring justice, bring your justice and your love to this world. Thank you for the difference that they've made. And just thank you for the testimony that we'll hear today. And, you know, we're family here together. We just want to hear the truth. And so we just ask that you'll bless them now and that they'll just be able to share from their heart, as will Sid and Maria and Lucy. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. It does work, right? Okay, good. Well, thank you, church. Thank you for inviting me here today. Thank you for opening up your hearts to listen to the things that often people don't see and don't talk about, yeah, but they're very much part of it. We've heard what's happening in Africa. Well, let me tell you, sadly, it is happening here. Perhaps not to the same proportions, but some of the statistics I hope they'll have here in the first part we'll show you. So my name's Andrew Green. I'm the debt centre manager. I've come from River in Maidenhead, but it's all part of the same family here. I'm the debt centre manager, so I run the operations for CAP. We started about 18 months ago, and it has been amazing. Let me tell you, this is the best job I have ever had. I cannot believe. Transformation is the word. I want you to think transformation. What would it take to transform lives? And then listen to what we've done and judge that to see if these lives are transformed. Because that is what it does. That's what Jesus does within our organization, through our organization. It is the foundation, the methodology, and everything we have in CAP. And I want your family to sort of listen to this and see if you can be part of it, because I'm going to invite you to be part of what we're doing today. So how did it found? The founding principles. It's from the Bible. It's Luke 4. It's actually Isaiah 61, rephrased by Jesus in his hometown, just like we're in our hometown, in Jerusalem, when he stood up and he proclaimed this: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's what Jesus' mission was. And that's exactly the mission CAP was founded on and is founded on today. That's what we do. We bring good news to the poor and set prisoners free and proclaim Jesus as the Lord's favour through what CAP does. So that's what we're praying. And that's it. If you want to read it, the full version, it's in Luke and also in Isaiah, where it came from as a prophecy. So, always hope. Some statistics. In this country, of nearly 70 million people, there are about 14 million people in the UK in poverty. There are more who are not well off. It's about half the people have less than a month's salary. Half the households have less than a month's salary in savings for a rainy day. That's the sort. But the 14 million here have nothing. I think I've been to one client who has significant cash assets, in their problem, and their debts were so overwhelming, it was unbelievable. So 14 million, that's 20% of our population, need our help. Every year, CAP helps about 23,000 of them. That doesn't sound many, but that's an awful lot of people when you put them in a room or in a football stadium. Absolutely amazing. Of those, 2,500 every year are set free. Set free from all debt, completely transformed, life put back together, and freedom brought. We have some other services. That's through the debt centres. Some of the other services, we've had Job Club, 800 people, nearly 1,000 people find work through job clubs around. That's one of the other services CAP does apart from the debts. And something like 600 people, let's get this thing right, 600 people help through CAP Life Skills, which teaches people basic things like cooking and life skills and budgeting and stuff, because so many young people don't know those things today. And also for Fresh Start, which is another CAP service alongside the debt centres, which look to help people with addictive behaviours. In fact, we're looking to maybe set one up in Maidenhead at the back end of the year, early next year for that, because that's a real need we've found from the clients and from our general knowledge working in the community. But one of the most startling things about it is that every year, every single year these days, and in fact it's increasing, 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people who didn't know Jesus now do know Jesus and made a commitment to him through Jesus, through CAP. That's what we do. That's the founding mission. Yes, we help all who come. There's no creed, colour, or anything we don't help. We treat them all equally. But for those who wish to see it, and today, well, perhaps you might hear from a few of those people who made that move. So see if there's a transformation in their life. That's what I think. Because that's what Jesus comes to do, to transform our lives. And that's what CAP does. To give you some idea of how that works out here in Maidenhead and Marlow and Windsor, where we've been, these are the statistics, and there's quite a lot of them. But I've done 87 clients. That's basically one a week, new clients every week. Yeah, I've got of those, 11 are now debt-free. Some are well on the way as well. 12 are self-managing, so they've been through the process. They decided from the information they could get debt-free. So effectively, they're managing their own cases. 43 we're still working with, and 16 of those in progress here, 17 with CAP. 13 evictions have been cancelled. I have personally been in court more times than I'd wish to be. But the judges see favour, and not one has ever been, well, we've been showing up, so that's amazing. so far, anyway. Yeah. 11 we stopped 11 enforcements. That's people who were going to have the bailiffs. Well, we intervened and we stopped it by negotiating a solution for them instead. So that's, you know, people have all their positions ripped out. That doesn't happen either. 24 people of those, 24 of those families have, you know, a quarter of them have attended church at least once, 16 more than once, and 10 have made new commitments to Jesus here in our towns, in our village. That's what the impact of what we're doing here. And the part of it is, so how do we do this? Well, actually what it is we bring hope. Hope is the missing ingredient in many of the cases. That is the thing. CAP's motto is always hope. Jesus is always hope. If you hope in Jesus and you trust in him, you will find salvation. That's what the Bible says. And CAP lives this. Because what we do when we go and see clients is we bring hope. The most important ingredient before faith, before love, before anything else is hope comes first. And that is what we bring. Because we show them there's a way out of their prisons, of their debts, of their problems, of their lives, of their problems. Everything that's. And it's not just the money, it's about the rest, the reason, the causes of the money, as they famously say. That's what we do. And that always hope is the key. And that's what we came and that's what we do. And when I come back, I'm going to invite you to be part of it too. But first of all, I want you to hear from those we went to and those who are here. So I'm going to hand over to Sarah. Now, Sarah here is what I call a super befriender. She is, this lady, let me tell you, is just an amazing evangelist. Just absolutely fabulous. And I just commend you and just listen to her, because I love this lady. And Jesus loves her too. She didn't know I was going to say that. So.
Thank you, Andrew. Right, so Andrew did say he was going to ask me. The question that I asked him to ask me was, so what is a befriender and what is my role? So I'm going to tell you what... Thank you. I'm going to tell you what my role is. So I absolutely love being a befriender. I've been a befriender before for 10 years with Care for the Family. And it's a role that I love, and it's a role that I'm good at, and I know I'm good at it. And it's a role that's so needed. Going through tough stuff on your own is awful. So you need somebody to be with you. You need to know you're not alone on this sort of a journey. It's a really tough, long journey out of debt. And that's my role, to be get alongside my clients, to get to know them, for them to get to know me, for us to build trust, and for me to bring hope. And my hope is in God, and I have the opportunity to share my faith with lots of them. And so it's a complete and total joy. So I love doing it. So it came along at a really good time for me when we just moved. So we'd been in our Bovington Heights community for 18 years, and I'd love living there. I'd love sharing my life with all my neighbours, and we'd gone through a lot of stuff together. And so I really missed that when I moved, because I know that that was where I had purpose and a lot of fulfilment. And so the role of Befriender came at just the right time when I thought, well, I can do this. This is how I can use my time well in a new setting. And CAP has actually become a lovely community for me. I really love all my clients, and I love working with Andrew. And working with the people at head office is awesome too. They do an amazing job. So, I really enjoy using my time in this way. So I've been doing it for almost 3 years, and I visited about 20 homes in Marlow, and I currently support 12 ladies. So what we do, Andrew gives me a call, or Ian Bickerstaff from the High Wycombe Debt Centre. So I also work with them at King's Church. So one of them gives me a call. They're the debt centre managers. So I go out with them. We do three visits. So we plan to do three visits. The first visit is about getting to know our clients. So we go along, they tell us their story. We start to build our relationship of trust and understanding, non-judgmental. I mean, God has transformed these lives here and mine, and it's transformed mine on the journey of befriending as well. I mean, I was quite judgmental when I first started. You look at situations and you think, oh my goodness, can't you see that if you did that or this or the other, that would really help or that would really change things? But he's really worked on me and my heart not to think like that and to be more understanding and compassionate. So I've grown and changed as well. So in that first visit, we get to know one another. We hear about how they've got into the situations that they've got into so much debt. And that can be for all sorts of reasons, bereavement, relationship breakdown, loss of a job, ill health, and it's very, lots of these things contribute together to bring them down into the depths where they're just impossible, cannot manage anymore. So that's the first visit, and we talk to them about how CAP works and then let them know that the second time we come, we're going to need a lot of information from them. We're going to need all of their debts, all of their... So they're going to have to be very vulnerable. They're going to have to show us everything. Nothing's hidden. So that's it. Visit two, we then go and they get all their paperwork out and we have to fill all of that into a system, which then we send off to head office and they work out a plan to get them out of debt. So it's a long process, and my job is to make sure that they stick with it, that they know they're loved and cared for. So I do that by taking them out for coffee, taking them around food, getting them onto the food bank, helping them build up their self-esteem in terms of thinking about maybe working again and thinking about places that could work for them. So that's something else, volunteering opportunities, connecting them up with other charities. In one example that's relevant to us here in Marlow is for Maria, her son was struggling to attend his university because it's a long way away and very costly for him to travel. And so we got him hooked up via Andrew Southwood with the Marlow Education Charity. Is it? Or Marlow Education Trust? Can't quite remember. But anyway, they have now given Maria's son a grant, and that's for the year. So he's able to travel to university and complete his studies. So that's... an amazing help to Maria and her family. So then the third visit is all about getting the plan back from head office, talking it through with the clients, and when they agree to go forward with it, we can then start helping them to stick with the plan, to learn how to budget their benefits, how to put money aside for special events and things that happen. So we work together with them on that. So for me, I'm getting really dry here. Thank you. This is not my favourite place up front. My favourite place is with these guys. So obviously with these three, I've got 11 clients that I'm working with, and what happens in the end, they sort of say, well, so how, you know, how your charity is based on Christian values, tell me what that's all about. So we get an opportunity to talk about our faith and how we believe and what we believe, and an opportunity often to pray with them. So I've prayed with all of these three here and all of my other clients as well. And what's been lovely with Maria and Sid and Lucy is that they've all wanted to explore a bit more. So I invited them initially to a Christmas meeting, which I think they all came to. And lots of my other clients have been as well. You've probably seen them popping in and out. But these three have really... really got a hold of it, really got a hold of a relationship with Jesus, how real it is, the difference it makes, the hope it brings, and they've become part of our family, which I think is just wonderful. So earlier in the year, we suggested they might like to have some of their questions answered, and so we ran an alpha course for them. So that was Johnny, myself, Nigel and Emma. We did that in the prayer room. And I don't think they missed a single one, which is a real testimony, because I've done many alphas where people come and go. But they were really hungry and really took it seriously and made the commitment. And they finished the course, which is great. And as a result of that, they have, you know, committed themselves to being part of our family. And now today they are going to be baptized. So how fantastic is that? Back over to Andrew now to tell you guys how you can get involved.
Thank you, guys. I know how hard that is, so just, you know, really appreciated I'm part of this. Always hope. This is it. You've just heard about what hope does and how it transforms people, what love of Jesus transforms people, and so the question is, what can you do? What is it that you sitting here can do? You know, now one of the great things about us is that about CAP is that it's here. You don't have to go millions of miles away. You don't go on aeroplanes, trains, planes, go into, and it isn't somebody else. It's people living next door to you that it works with. It's deliberately done local through the local church. That's how it's constructed. And that is where you guys come in. Because you are the main thing that's going to make this work. So, how can you help? Well, first of all, you can do the things that churches do, which is pray for people, to encourage people to call. People you know in debt, to call. The number's up here. Here's a little training. It's called, it goes like this. It's 0800-328-0006. So there you go. So if you want to practice that when you get in the bath. In fact, we're not taking clients at the moment because we've got buried, but actually as from Christmas onwards we will be. So it's that sort of thing. So we've got some information here. Take the cards, keep the thing, tell people to call, and if you've got a really desperate thing, call me and we'll see what we can do. We will try and do something to help in the meantime, but nevertheless it's really good. So cut people to, and to anyone who does come, any strangers, any odd people who do rock up in your church, I know you church, as we're doing Maidenhead, you will welcome them because that's who you are. So I just didn't really put that there. All right. So the next thing is a little more thing, which is to see what you can do personally about this. Well, you can be from a friender. I'm sure if you talk to Sarah, she'll give you some more information. Talk to me. I'm only from Maidenhead. It's a minimum 8-hour commitment over 3 meetings. That's the minimums. But as you see, if you take it on and make those people your friends, it's amazing what you can do if they're willing to participate and be that sort of thing. There are other areas you can help with. One possibility is even having your own debt coach here. Someone here who lives in your congregation, you know, I come over and do the debt coachy bits with Marla, but it's something you might decide to fund yourself, right? So it's something, there's a possibility. There are enough people here, think 20% of the households in your town, even be it the richest, one of the richest towns in one of the richest counties in one of the richest countries in the world, there are many people who need your help, right? There is enough work here, as Sarah has... And she can only do the ladies, right? I'm sure she wants some help, but blokes, if there's any blokes, we need blokes to do the befriending. So that's how that works. There's opportunities to set up other clap services, job club, that sort of thing, and Fresh Start, which is we're going to set up in Maidenhead, so you can come and join that and perhaps invite people to that and learn yourself, and also to do the life skills clubs, which involves teaching people how to do basic living skills. Those are other services. And actually, it's about being part of the mission. It's not just a Maidenhead thing. This is a River thing, actually. It was committed by River and Curry right the way through to the thing. We committed to supporting the churches here in Marlow, but I also actually cover Windsor as well at the moment, which I'm doing with the Windsor churches as befrienders, and those sort of things. But we could expand and include Bourne End and other places if we had more people. We've hired a new deck coach for Maidenhead, but you know we're still covering this from Maidenhead at the moment here. So that's another thing you could do. That's what you can do with your pen. Now, what you can do with your wallet, yeah, apart from giving River Church loads of money, which I'm sure you do, yeah, and if you are going to think about doing something here, maybe you need to fund that too. Actually, there's a real need and a real need to fund our services in Bradford. The whole budget for the whole of CAP in head office is about £11 million. Yeah? More than half of that comes from a program called Life Changers, which is individual Christians giving 10, 15, as much pounds a month to the program. For those who can commit more than £15, and maybe do 50, there's even a sort of super club of super giveaways who get to speak to the chief exec and get special stuff as well. So they're also the encouragement. It's really interesting because the founder of our charity now doesn't do any work in CAP. What he does is he goes to dinners and talks to people who have lots of money, all right? And he talks to them about the poor, and he gets them to open their wallets and give us bankruptcy fees, you know, DRO fees, funds our operation, and all that sort of thing, all right? It's just an amazing thing to watch how the rich will respond to the poor if you put it right and if you contact it and honour them with what they do. So it's amazing. So on your chairs, you probably found one of these. Anyone who gives me one of these back today filled in gets one of these, which is a book about how CAP was founded. And the title is really good. Nevertheless is what it's called. CAP does things before they can afford them. It does them nevertheless because it trusts Jesus. That's how it's founded. That's how it continues. And we step out even though we know. Because nevertheless, Jesus always responds to those who march in tune with him and who trust him for their delivery. There's a book there, fabulous book. It's contemporaneous. It's how CAP was founded, and it's a really great read. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do. So you've got befriending, you've got money to give to CAP, money to make welcoming people. There's loads of ways you can join the mission to Maidenhead and Marlow. That's what I want to do. So, any more? That's what we do. So, always hope. If you want to be part of transmitting always hope in your community, this is a great way of doing it. It's not the only way, but it's a great way of doing it. You've heard from the stories here what it does. It is transformational. It transforms not just them, though. It transforms me. I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago when I left the city and did what I do. Yeah, it's completely transformed. It transforms churches. It transforms communities who see it transform. And it transforms our society because that transmits it back up to the politicians and the others who are causing some of this mayhem. Yeah, all right, or at least not helping some of it. That sort of areas. So Jesus works at all levels, and he works it through the local church. He works it through you. So thank you. And will you respond and join with Sarah and me and respond to Jesus' call? Always hope is what we bring. Thank you.